Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Vice Guide to Right Now, a daily rundown of all things Vice. It's Thursday, November 23rd. I'm Chris Hurdy. Today we'll hear from Munchies about a truly mouthwatering turkey recipe. But first, the headlines. On Wednesday, a UN tribunal convicted the Bosnian Serb former general Ratko Mladic of war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity. Deemed the butcher of Bosnia, Mladic was sentenced to life in prison for the killing of Bosnian Muslims during the Balkan Wars. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, released a plan on Tuesday to repeal regulations that require internet providers to give consumers equal and open access to all content on the internet, also known as net neutrality. This decision clears the way for companies to charge users more for certain content, and to choose the sites users can see and use. And, on Tuesday, Uber admitted that in 2016, hackers stole the private information of 57 million users, and that the company had paid the hackers $100,000 to keep the breach quiet. Uber's chief security officer, Joe Sullivan, has been fired. Travis Kalanick, who was also involved in the deal, was forced out in June, but remains on the company's board. And now, here's the news you won't get anywhere else. Every year, Thanksgiving comes around, and every year, people remember the disappointment of a dry turkey. But does it really have to be this way? We consulted Vice's food experts at Munchies for a turkey recipe to defy the dreaded dry spell. It's called spatchcock turkey, and yes, it really is as sexy as it sounds. Here's Vice executive editor Dori Carr-Harris speaking with Munchies managing editor Rupa Bhattacharya.
So Rupa, we're talking about a slightly non-traditional turkey recipe this Thanksgiving. What is a spatchcock turkey?
A spatchcock turkey is a turkey that has the backbone cut out of it so that it lays flat on a baking sheet. It's basically spread out. There are many names for how you cut poultry in French. There's like one that's like chicken in the style of a frog, and this is similar to that in that it's laid out flat and looks kind of frog-like.
And I feel like there's probably some people who would think that not leaving the bird whole and roasting it in the traditional fashion is pretty blasphemous, but what are sort of the benefits of this type of cooking?
I mean, it still looks really nice, but you don't get the beautiful turkey that the patriarch of the table stands up and carves with an electric knife that he uses once a year situation. But what you do get as a result of this is you get a really beautifully cooked breast and thighs that work at the same rate, such that the thighs are done before the breast dries out. Because most of the time, when you take a turkey's temperature, especially using those horrific pop-up thermometers that nobody should ever use, it will give you basically the temperature for the breast such that the entire turkey is done. But by the time that thermometer pops and you're cooking it the traditional way, you're basically looking at a completely sawdusty, dried-out turkey.
People might be mad at me for saying this, but I'm not a huge fan of turkey, and I think it's because growing up, it was always really dry. Like, just, yeah, sandpaper in your mouth and not a pleasant experience. But it sounds like this more even cooking method allows for the different thickness of the different parts
exactly.
of the turkey. And what kind of spices or herbs does this recipe use?
You can use pretty much anything. You can use traditional turkey spices. The one that we developed for Munchies, which is on our website, which you should go look at, uses traditional turkey spices. I think it's like thyme and sage. I personally make halal-style turkey and rice because that's what I want to eat with white sauce and red sauce and shredded lettuce. And my family has gotten to the point where they don't argue with me, which is really nice.
You know, taking on the daunting task of cooking Thanksgiving dinner all on your own can be really challenging. So does Munchies have any tips or tricks for carrying off a large dinner for many with aplomb?
Absolutely. Most butchers will, first of all, spatchcock a turkey for you. If you don't have one who will do that for you, or you're buying it from the grocery store, there's a how-to on our Facebook page about how to do that. And then we also have the Munchies Guide to Thanksgiving, which is pretty straightforward about how to do all the things, what to delegate, what to bring, what to buy, and what you might need to make a dinner on your own. But fundamentally, Thanksgiving is a dinner party. It's just, it has all this weight on it because of what we ask of people and what we ask of women in the world. But actually, it's a dinner party. It's a dinner. If you've made dinner before, you'll make it again. It's totally fine.
And what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
My favorite Thanksgiving dish, I really feel strongly about this one, and I will fight anybody who wants to come at me about it, is the cranberry sauce from the can that still has the rings on it, which I understand is totally déclassé, but I get health insurance for my palate, so come at me.
Are there any other great Munchies Thanksgiving recipes that we should all know about?
We have some killer leftovers recipes. We have this Thanksgiving leftovers calzone, which there's also a video for, which is literally all of your Thanksgiving food folded up into dough with cheese added and baked in the oven so that you can just like sit there on your couch in your sweatpants holding your Thanksgiving dinner in your hand.
Amazing. It's like a take on the turkey sandwich.
Exactly. Just much better.
For the full spatchcock turkey recipe and other Thanksgiving specials, go to munchies.vice.com. All right, that's it for now. Thanks for listening. For more news and culture, check out vice.com. And tune in again tomorrow for an exclusive interview from the archives.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.